Shabbat Shalom. Genesis 44:18. Then Judah went up to him and said, "Please, my lord, let your servant speak a word to my lord. Do not be angry with your servant, though you are equal to Pharaoh himself." Last week we heard about how Joseph's imprisonment finally ended after he interpreted Pharaoh's dreams and advised him to prepare for 7 years of coming famine. Greatly impressed by Joseph, Pharaoh then put him in charge over all of Egypt. The famine then spread throughout the region, and Jacob sent 10 of his sons to Egypt to buy grain, but kept Benjamin at home for fear of his safety. Joseph recognized his brothers, but they did not recognize him and accused them of being spies. When his brothers protested their innocence and gave Joseph an account of their family, Joseph demanded that they confirm their story by bringing Benjamin to Egypt and then imprisoned Simeon as a hostage. When they returned home, Jacob agreed to send his youngest son, but made Judah swear for his safety. Joseph received them and held a feast for them and released Simeon. When they went to leave the next day, Joseph and Benjamin arrested. Joseph had Benjamin arrested because Joseph put a silver cup in his bag. This parsha begins with Judah's plea for Benjamin. Judah approaches Joseph to plead for the release of Benjamin, offering himself as a slave to the Egyptian ruler instead of Benjamin. Upon witnessing his brothers' loyalty to one another, Joseph reveals his identity to them. The paraphrased story goes like this. Before Judah and the other brothers, Joseph sends all present Egyptians from the room. He can't bear the possibility of humiliation, and he can't bear remaining hidden. Judah has stirred something in the man. He weeps. He wails. All the Egyptians now out of the room hear the outpouring. "I am Joseph," he screams. "Is my father still alive?" Joseph's brothers are speechless in shame. He draws them closer. He consoles them. "I am your brother. And yes, you sold me into slavery. But do not be ashamed. Do not beat yourselves up. You were and are part of God's plan. I had to come down to Egypt. Thank you. Now go to our father. Tell him God has made Joseph a master over all Egyptians. Come to Egypt with all that you have, and I will sustain you here." The brothers just looked at him, probably like they had third eyes or something, or maybe you thought they were from the moon. Maybe they were thinking they were seeing a ghost. "Am I not speaking to you in Hebrew?" Joseph said. "Please, quickly bring my father." And he falls into tears on the neck of Benjamin. Now, if you don't get anything out of this except this, here is the key to this parsha. The brothers are overcome by shame and remorse, but Joseph comforts them. "It was not you who sent me here," he says to them, "but God. It has all been ordained from above to save us and the entire region from famine." The brothers rush back to Canaan with the news. Jacob comes to Egypt with his sons and their families, 70 in all, and is reunited with his beloved son after 22 years. On his way to Egypt, Jacob receives the divine promise. "Fear not to go down to Egypt, for I will there make you a great nation. I will go down with you into Egypt, and I will also surely bring you up again." Joseph gathers the wealth of Egypt by selling food and seed during the famine. Pharaoh gives Jacob's family the fertile country of Goshen to settle. Joseph told them to ask for that, or told them to say, "I am a shepherd, we are shepherds," and shepherds were despised by the Egyptians. So they settle in the land of Goshen. They prospered in their Egyptian exile. When faced with trials, we have choices. We can trust our circumstances to the Lord or deal with them in our own strength and probably crash and burn. Many of us concentrate on what God is not doing in our lives. We get stuck treating God like a genie, thinking that if we jump through enough religious hoops, he will somehow grant us whatever we want. That's not how it works. And that's why we all need to get to the place where Joseph was, trusting God despite our circumstances. God is not a genie. We tend to put him in a box. We tend to think, well, he operated this way before, so he has to do this the same way again. No, no, he's God. He can do whatever he wants. So let's look at some of the lessons we can learn from Joseph's life. God's plans and purposes are far greater than our own. God provides and blesses those who persevere to follow him. God honors patience and perseverance in times of troubles. Strive for honesty and strong worth ethics. They are sadly missing these days. And finally, stand fast. Do not compromise your belief or morals for the sake of instant gratification. Joseph did not compromise, and God blessed him for that. When was the last time God did something exactly the way you wanted him to, or exactly the way you expected him to? Sometimes God does things in a way we don't understand. We need to trust him. He knows best. And every time that has happened in my life, I can tell you, hindsight is 20/20. Only after the fact do we see how God moved in our circumstances. Our ways are not his ways. Aren't you glad of that? If God did things my way, my life would probably be a shambles. But when we find ourselves in a tough situation, we need to surrender to God. We need to try to get excited about what he will do and just go along for the ride. Shabbat Shalom.